It's time to step into the Coming Out Lounge, a cool, safe space to be true to your sexual self, with your host, Rick Clemens. Rick has helped hundreds of people come out of the closet, and now each week he's bringing you cool insights for loving and accepting yourself, boosting your self-confidence, and living a guilt-free, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Cuddle up with yourself and get ready for heartwarming coming out stories, ideas for living authentically, and tips for being fully self-expressed. Now here's your host, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hey, 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 closet busters and closet dwellers. It is time once again for another short version of the Coming Out Lounge. Yes, it is a truth teeny. And I thought, man, this week, it's the first week of December in 2016. And what better time than talk about being home for the holidays as an LGBTQ person, or maybe somebody who's living a lifestyle that is so different from what everybody else in the family expects. And now you got to go home and face the dreaded questions and all this sort of stuff. So I thought it'd be really nice to kind of give you some guidance through that, because, you know, oftentimes we may feel like we are the main course at these holiday family gatherings because we're gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, or because we're just not living the way everybody else thinks we should. We're not married yet or working in the job that everybody thinks we should be at. So I say, damn it, it's time to create a new tradition. Because you see, the jack-o'-lanterns, well, you know what? They're far gone. Halloween's over with, and before you know it, all those retail shelves are now full of all the holiday stuff that's going on. And on top of that, Mom has declared that Thanksgiving dinner is long past, and now we're off to all the crazy sales that happen. And I don't know, it's just enough to drive you crazy, you know, because you really have to deal with, you know, that coin toss of, are you going to go to your families? And then if you're in a relationship, are you going to go to hers and hers families or his and his families and all this sort of stuff? So there's lots of things that get tossed into the air. And for those of you who might be single, you're like, oh God, do I really want to do this? Well, I think what we need to look at is, how do we start to show up, and how do we show up in our own traditions of how we want to do things? Because you see, it doesn't really matter the complexity of what your scenario is, whether you're living a life that people aren't really appreciative of, whether you're LGBTQ and you're in a relationship, maybe you're LGBTQ and you're in a relationship with somebody, but they're not out to their family, you're out to yours. Maybe you're neither one out, or maybe you're both out and you're trying to decide which accepting family to go through. It doesn't really matter the complexity of all this. The reality is that drama may ensue no matter where you roam home for the holidays. So really, truthfully speaking, it rests on your shoulders and in your own thoughts how you choose to be in the festivities at this time of year and how you decide to react or deflect from that smorgasbord of family dynamics that's about to come your way. And the same goes for, you know, maybe your boyfriend, your partner, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, whatever is going on. They get to choose how to do this as well. So I'm going to make a suggestion that rather than rely on holiday, you know, all those lovely holiday elixirs, all those warm toddies and all that stuff to warm up our hearts and maybe numb our senses to get through the holidays, that we devote a little time to what I call Operation Make It Work. And may the best gift of all be giving yourself the gift of keeping your emotions and your own loose lips in check. So here's a few things I'd like to invite you to do. First of all, you know, really chat it up and be honest when you're with the family. Don't avoid what you're feeling, or don't anticipate things, and don't avoid the talking and speaking your truth, because that really doesn't get you any extra bonus points on the dreidel or from good old Saint Nick. Really just speak candidly, be yourself, speak from your heart with whomever you are compelled to be in conversations with at the family gatherings. And you know what? Here's the thing. If angst pursues and a little bit of stuff comes up, well, it's better that you're yourself, better to be yourself out in the open than to keep hiding things. You know, I have this feeling that it's better to be that honest person, because that actually can diffuse situations. Even if it kind of lights some stuff up, you're actually better to be honest than to be that person that continues to hide. Now, if you get into a situation where it starts to really blow up, I want you to remember that how somebody sees something is how they see it, and how you receive it is how you receive it. And the more you learn to receive things in a very calm, collected manner, the easier it's going to be to keep the fuses from exploding, because you are who you are, and you and your partner or your husband or your wife are who you are, and you're part of the family no matter what. Now, yes, it may push some buttons. Yes, it may cause some problems, but how you react to that will greatly determine how everybody else reacts to it. So chat it up, be honest, be your most authentic self, and try not to let the authenticity of who you are be your button that you get pushed. If somebody else's button gets pushed, remember, it's all about them. And I know you've heard me say this numerous times on the podcast, what somebody says is all about them. What you hear is all about you. So let's kind of move on to the next thing. I want you to kind of have a game plan. So, you know, if you got one of those Uncle Pete's who's known for becoming really surly and you know, maybe making some lewd and awful remarks about, you know, well, let's just say it. He's either homophobic or lesbianophobic or whatever it is. When he gets this way after a few cocktails, what I would suggest is make sure you find yourself with some allies in the room who can kind of block and tackle on your behalf. Now, while Uncle Pete's behavior isn't something you have to accept, it also isn't something that you have to become a party to. You don't have to go into the arena with him. You can, but if you assemble a really beautiful defensive lineup to kind of help block and tackle him from getting to you, then it may help the overall game at the family gatherings be much more a win-win, rather than fumbling in the moments when Uncle Pete pushes your button and then you saying something that you may regret. Now, I'm not saying hide out, but I'm saying make sure you have your allies. Make sure they know how you feel about things, because more than likely your allies probably feel the same way you do, and a united front can often make things much simpler to get through. Now, the next thing I'm going to say is be you and only you, which is very similar to chat it up and being honest. But what I mean by be you and only you, it's, you know what? You've taken some big steps, whether those big steps are to say I'm gay or lesbian or transgender or bisexual, or I don't want to be in this job, or I don't want to be in this relationship, or no, I don't want to get married, or whatever it is. You've taken some big steps to come out, to embrace your truth, and to be you the way you're meant to be in this world. For some of you, that's going to be you're pursuing dreams in your own way, or maybe you're in a same-sex relationship, or maybe you're coming to your truth about being transgender. But you've taken some really big steps to come out to yourself, to come out to the world, and that's all you can be, because that's what you're meant to be. So let's be really clear. Out of respect for all these lovely traditions of overeating and too many after during their brandies that may come about and opening presents and all this sort of stuff, there's no reason for you to go back to pretending to be someone that you are not. That's the greatest gift you can give yourself. And so to be you, why not just ask for you to be able to be yourself? Ask yourself that question before you even show up, because here's the thing. Yes, we could all ask for a beautiful white Christmas or any of those sort of things, but if you honor and respect yourself, then honor and respect from others becomes that two-way street. Doesn't mean they're going to do it, but if you approach the situation fully embraced with being yourself and showing that you honor and respect who you are, then that's the kind of energy that you're going to be putting off. And if you put off that kind of energy, then that's what people are going to expect, and they're going to start to see it. Yes, it may still push some buttons that you're being who you are, and they can't, but that's the key. They can't do it. But if you don't honor and respect yourself, that energy is going to be put off, and then before you know it, the picture-perfect holidays and traditions that make for a really good time may suddenly become the keg that explodes. The next thing I'd encourage you to do is really listen and learn instead of defend and demand. And this is a tough one. And those of you who've read my book, Frankly, My Dear, I'm Gay, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there about this. But as we go through some of our challenges in life, one of the things that we often do is we say, you need to do this for me because this is the way it is, and this is who I am, and this is how I'm showing up in the world. Totally get it. It's really great. However, the more we get defensive and we demand that people do things the way we want them done, the more we block off listening and learning why they may feel the way they do. So, honestly, the merriest of times have a way of sometimes, I don't know, sparking the deepest discussions. We've all been there, right? While the chestnuts are roasting on that open fire, maybe Aunt Mildred may be burning with these innate flames of desire to, like, really just tongue lash you after she's had a few eggnogs. But here's the thing. As much as she might want to do that, and as much as you may want to slip the old biddy a couple of laxative disguised as Godiva chocolates, often the situations can be diffused when we instead say, I'm going to listen and I'm going to learn. I'm going to try to understand where her perspective is. Or I'm going to try to not dive in too deep. And especially given where we've come, especially here in the U.S., but I think this is kind of a global thing where there could be a lot of division right now over politics and our new president-elect Donald Trump. We may be faced with some of these kind of conversations. And as painful as it may be for us to embrace them, I'm going to invite you to listen and learn. Just because you listen doesn't mean you have to buy into somebody else's belief system or their value system. But when we give a listening ear, usually, we become the recipient of some very valuable information, which makes for much more respectful and open dialogue than when we take a stand and become really hardcore and have those hearts of stone really freeze up and say, well, no matter what, this is the way I believe. You can still believe the way you want to believe. You can still be your own person. You're still going to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. You're still going to be a person who wants to have a business and be an entrepreneur. You're still going to be someone who says, this relationship isn't good for me. You're still going to be that person that says, yes, this is how I choose to live. I choose to be single. All of that is true. But if you open your ears and you listen to other people, a lot of times it becomes much, much, much easier for you to move forward have a, I'm not going to say a good time, but a better time, a more relaxed time, even if you're a little stressed at the family gatherings. The next thing I want to kind of invite you to do is to realize that you do have some leverage. And I actually picked this one up from Mr. Dan Savage of the Savage Lovecast. And here's the thing. Your presence at these family gatherings is a present in and of itself. Let me say that again. Your presence at these family gatherings is a present in and of itself. Now, if you don't feel welcome as who you are in these family gatherings, the best leverage is to not make yourself present. Yes, I'm saying then don't show up. Now, I realize that's going to push some buttons, and even though I love this advice, in fact, it's some of the best advice I've heard Dan give out, it could tweak and start a little bit of problems during the holidays, but remember, to be at these things, that's a present. It's a gift. And if you don't want to be beat up, if you don't want to be called out on your politics, if you don't want to be called out on your quote, lifestyle, I hate that freaking word, but lifestyle, your gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender lifestyle, if you don't want to be called out on that, then don't make yourself present. You may feel obligated to be present at these things, but that doesn't mean you have to be the present that sits there and says nothing and takes everything and becomes some shell of a version of who you are just to make the holiday sparkle in a picture-perfect way dreamed up by everybody else. Now, granted, it may seem harsh to not show up. It may feel lonely. It may make you feel like the only people you have are your family, you know, your friends' family. But if you have more peace in your own heart and more joy and less stress because you're going somewhere where you're embraced and you're accepted, even if it hurts to not be with your own family and instead to be with your family, ask yourself how much less stressed you will be by doing that. Now, finally, the other thing that I'd like to invite you to do is, you know, to get some chestnuts roasting over that open fire pit with a nice warm glow. Sometimes it's going to cause you to have to set some boundaries. So, you know, when you create a fire pit, there's some boundaries to keep everything contained. And the holidays can feel like a fire pit. Yeah, they can like be like that little flame that starts burning, and then when things get tricky and buttons get pushed, then everything explodes into a bigger flame and things get hot. But if you put some boundaries in place before you go to show up at some of those contentious family gatherings, you might be able to keep the flame just burning at a nice, steady, warm glow and not having to contend with things. Now, I do realize that if you say, okay, I'm going to set some boundaries and try to keep everybody from getting their nuts cracked at a family gathering, it's going to be a proactive move to draw those boundaries, but it may start some stuff. But wouldn't you rather be proactive and draw those boundaries sooner rather than later than be in the midst of trying to draw boundaries when there's the spiked eggnog that everybody's been consuming, and then boof, in the middle of a toast, suddenly somebody goes off? Doesn't mean it's always going to work, but honestly, to say, you know what, I really want to be part of the family gathering, and in order to be respectful for all, here's the boundaries that I'm willing to not broach, and I'd like to invite other people to not broach them. We're not going to talk about my sexuality. We're not going to talk about politics. We're not going to talk about me not being married, da, 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 whatever these things are. Now, I realize this may be the thing that pushes some people immediately to blow up at you, but wouldn't you rather have them blow up at you over the phone or in person, not in front of the big old Christmas tree where suddenly it could be the worst nightmare when the Christmas tree becomes a weapon of mass destruction with the whole family standing around? Just a thought, set some boundaries. And with that, I want to say, no matter where you may be traveling for the holidays, may you not take any part of yourself to those holiday gatherings that isn't your truth. The pressure we feel during this time of year is often pressure that we place on ourselves, or a big or here, that we allow others to place on us. And I truly believe that one of the greatest gifts we as human beings have is the power of choice. We can choose to be in this holiday season and exercise that gift of choice to its absolute fullest potential, to see how differently we can embrace the sweet sounds of sleigh bells ringing, carolers singing, and the quiet solitude of silent, beautiful nights with family and friends, even when we fear things could go awry. Just remember, you get to choose each and every moment how you show up to the world, and how you show up to family, and how you show up to living the life you're meant to live, and to be on the planet in the way that you're meant to be. And with that, we're going to wrap up this little bit of Truth Teeny and wish everyone a happy holiday season. I'm Rick Clemens, the Coming Out Coach, and I look forward to having you with us all next year as we continue to grow and share stories of people uncloseting themselves and coming out to live their truth, whether it's sexual truth or truths about how they want to be more in purpose and on their true trajectory for life in their life. Because each and every day we all get to choose how we step out, step up, and step into living our most powerful truth. Have a happy holiday season, everyone, and thanks for being part of the Coming Out Lounge family, and we will talk to you in just a few days. I'm Rick Clemens, the Coming Out Coach, and have a great few days ahead of you. Take care, everyone.
You've just experienced the Coming Out Lounge. Go online to www.comingoutlounge.com to learn more, and tune in again next week for more stories and tips for being true to yourself.